May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Is it all right to be angry at God? Over the past month or so, we have heard the story of Moses and the people of Israel, which is our story as well. And this part of our story of faith, I think, is an interesting lens with which to look at that question. In today's passage from Exodus, the Israelites are journeying through the wilderness with Moses as their guide. But remember what has come before the past few weeks. God speaks to Moses in the bush that burned but was not consumed. God hears the cries of the people who were in slavery in Egypt, and God sends Moses to deliver the people out of their slavery in Egypt. And there was great celebration and joy. And then the long journey started. The journey becomes difficult, and the people begin to complain against Moses and Aaron. Have you ever taken a long car trip with children or teenagers? Now, I'm not saying some adults complain like this too, obviously, but if so, you'll recognize the tone in their complaint. You've probably heard things on long trips like, "I'm starving. Are we there yet? I'm dying back here. She's on my side of the back seat. Why did we have to go on this vacation anyway? I'd rather be home with my friends." So the Israelites said, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill us with hunger." It's a little dramatic, isn't it? The people forget. They forget the promises of God. They forget how miserable they were in slavery in Egypt. They forget and they complain. They complain to Moses and Aaron, but they are really complaining to God. So what does God do with that? God is compassionate. God feeds the people. God sends manna and quail to the people every day, just enough for that day. And God shows the people his glory appearing in the cloud. But the journey continues. It is a long, long journey, years long, longer than any car trip we may ever have taken. And so we come to today's text, and the Israelites are camping at Rephidim, and there is no water. Now, obviously, this is a real problem. We need water in order to survive. The people become angry. They quarrel with Moses. And the word for quarrel here in the Hebrew actually refers to a legal indictment. It's pretty serious. The people indict Moses because there is no water. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" Now Moses is getting nervous. He cries out to God, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The people are complaining, Moses is complaining, and God, again, is compassionate. God remains faithful to the people. "Go on ahead," says God. "I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb." Some of you may remember that Horeb is where Moses first encountered God in the burning bush. "Strike the rock," God says, "and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." God is faithful to the people, even though they are complaining against him. So, is it all right to be angry with God? This question came to me when I was doing this sermon because so many people have asked me that over the years, and I think many people ask it of themselves, particularly when something bad is happening. And I think we've gotten conflicting answers to this question. But first of all, I think we need to reframe the question. Feelings are feelings. If we're angry, we're angry. The question is, can we be honest with God about our feelings? The Exodus story tells us, yes, it is all right to be angry with God or to tell God you're angry when you're angry. It also tells us more, that God is faithful, that God wants to be in relationship with us, that we can ask things of God and God will ask things of us. If we don't share all of ourselves with God, including things we're not particularly proud of, we are cutting ourselves off from a real relationship with God, or a full relationship with God. How can you be in relationship with anyone, in close relationship, and never once be angry with them? It is humanly impossible. Walter Brueggemann, an Old Testament scholar, says that we need to lament from time to time. We need to be able to complain to God. We need to be able to acknowledge the gap between what we hope for and what is really here. We need to sound the lament to God over the things that make our hearts ache: war, violence, destruction, greed, pollution, tragedy. If you need more proof that God welcomes our sharing our feelings, then read through the Psalms. Every emotion known to humans is contained in the Psalms. And the Psalms, as you know, are not only in the Bible, but also in our prayer book. Many of the Psalms are Psalms of lament. And yet, almost all of the lament psalms have a movement within themselves, back and forth, from praise to lament, or from lament to praise, and back again. Some of them, like Psalm 62, begin with praise, remembering God's marvelous works. Then they move to lament the present state of affairs, and then move back to praise and trust in God. From Psalm 62, "For God alone my soul in silence waits. From him comes my salvation." And then the lament, "How long will you assail me to crush me, all of you together? as if you were a leaning fence, a toppling wall. They seek only to bring me down. And then back to praise. In God is my safety and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Other psalms, like Psalm 22, start right out with the lament, sounding its changes for verse after verse, moving back and forth from lament to praise, until the psalmist exhausts the complaint. We remember that Christ himself prays this psalm as he hangs from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? And then back to praise. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. And then back. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. And back again. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. God has been faithful to us throughout all generations. God is faithful. And God wants real relationship with us. God invites us to share our whole selves, not just the parts of ourselves that we like, but also the parts that we wish were not there. And so it is good to share our feelings with God, even when we're angry. I'm not advocating complaining for the sake of complaining or holding on to anger forever. If that's happening, a wise spiritual guide can help you with that. But we need from time to time to lament for the sake of our own souls and the sake of the world around us.